Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Robert Sturgis, CEO of Nevada Gold and Casinos Incorporated, which trades on the NYSE Alternex US under the ticker symbol UWN. And Nevada Gold and Casinos is primarily a gaming company which is involved in financing, developing, owning and operating commercial gaming projects, and financing and developing Native American-owned gaming projects. Thanks for joining me today, Bob.
My pleasure.
Great. Start off by telling us about the acquisition or the purchase of the three casinos in Washington State.
Yes, just a few days ago, we announced that we had signed binding agreements to acquire three casinos in the state of Washington. One is located in the Seattle market in Mount Lake Terrace, a suburban community. And then there are two others in what they call the Tri-Cities area, which is about 250 miles southeast of Seattle, in Pascagou and Kennewick. They, on a combined basis, are currently cash flowing and have for several years in excess of $3 million a year. The deal is going to close at such time as our licensing is complete. We have some license applications that are now pending with the Washington gaming regulators as well as the alcohol and beverage agencies to get our liquor licenses. And there are a couple of kind of routine conditions to closing. Beyond that, we expect that the transaction will actually close sometime within the next approximate 90 days.
Okay, and talk a little bit about the your other projects or the other company with Sun Cruise.
Yes, we've got a we signed a management contract in mid-November to manage the Sun Cruise casinos, which operate in three locations in Florida and one location in the Myrtle Beach market in South Carolina. These are cruise-to-nowhere boats where the boats are full casinos with slots and all table games, and they travel beyond the three-mile territorial waters of the United States into international waters where they are able to conduct full gaming. These boats were owned by a company called Ocean Casino Cruises that fell into default on their loans, and the lenders took control of the company, and they asked our company if we would manage these assets and help to turn them around and stabilize them.
And talk a little bit also about the other gaming facility in at the Colorado Grand.
Yes, we own the Colorado Grand Casino in Cripple Creek. We own that 100%. It's at this point a slots casino with about 200 slot machines. We in the last fiscal year, we produced about approximately $750,000 of EBITDA, which was almost double from what had been done the year before. So it was on a nice growth trend. And then recently it's fallen on more difficult times with the smoking ban and some of the other macroeconomic conditions in the state of Florida. But we expect better things from this property in fiscal year 09.
Okay. And what are some of the developing trends that you see in the market right now, and how well positioned is the company to capitalize?
Well, you know, I believe that the gaming business is doing better than kind of its reputation right now. It is, I think what happens is that Las Vegas, being the big tent and obviously the mecca of gaming in the United States, gets a disproportionate amount of the attention. And as a result, the troubles of Las Vegas are kind of interpreted to mean that the gaming industry generally in the United States is in the same kind of serious trouble. Actually, Las Vegas is unique in that Las Vegas is a full destination resort. And as a matter of fact, gaming revenues are less than half of the revenues that are generated by the Strip properties now. It's about the entertainment and the dining and the retail and all these other additional profit centers, as well as, for many people, it's a plane ride to get there. the regional casinos last year in 2008 compared to 2007 were only down about 1%. And I think that's a pretty significant statistic when you consider the kind of trouble the economy was in 2008. And yet the regional casinos held their own, much more so than many of the other leisure industries. So I believe that the industry has shown in its regional performance that there is some resistance to the recession that we're in. It used to have, the gaming industry used to have a reputation for being recession-proof. I think that's an overstatement. But I think the performance in 08 shows that there is some resistance in gaming compared to other leisure spending. So we believe that there are going to be some excellent opportunities for us as a regional operator in 2009 to continue to grow our company. It is going to be and has been, no doubt, a buyer's market. The challenge, you know, is in the credit and the availability of credit to execute those kinds of acquisitions. But we think there are good buys, and we think the revenue picture is not quite as bleak as many would paint it.
And what differentiates Nevada Golden Casinos from the other players in the sector?
Well, I think there are a couple of things that we pride ourselves on. I think, first of all, I come from a regulatory background. I started in the gaming business as a gaming regulator in Atlantic City, and in the early 80s was acting director of gaming enforcement in Atlantic City. So I got into this industry from a regulatory side. I think we are a company that is a very disciplined and controlled-oriented company. This is one of the things that we are able to bring to the table, for instance, when we took over the management of Sun Cruise, where we immediately installed a comprehensive set of internal controls and policies and procedures. I think we are a very disciplined and control-oriented company, and I think a very cost-effective kind of operator, where we look very hard and zero-base our budgets at operating expenses. In the first month that we were running the Sun Cruise operation, we cut $1 million of overhead in 30 days. When I joined Nevada Gold to come here as the CEO, over the 2 years that I've been the CEO, we've reduced our overhead by $3.5 million, and we've reduced our headcount from 37 to 13. So I think we're a company that is not fearful of taking significant cuts in our operating expenses and still manage to operate as effectively. I would say those are two things that immediately come to mind. The last thing I would mention would be a hospitality orientation. After I left the regulatory side of the gaming business, I was Carnival Corporation's chief gaming executive for, let's see, it must have been about 15 years. The Carnival tradition of fun, entertainment, and a hospitality orientation, I think, carries over into how we look at our casino operations now at Nevada Gold. Again, using Sun Cruise as an example, not only did we put in internal controls, but we ran everybody through a hospitality training section. And you know, everybody can talk about providing good service, but we believe it's got to start with the training, and then it's got to be followed up on a regular basis. It's not just a one-shot approach. It's a mentality that we think is of critical importance, you know, in the regional casino operations.
And what objectives has management set for the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, we've got to we really have finished what I would call kind of the first phase of our new administration of Nevada Gold, and that was, as some of the things I've described on the cost-saving side of righting the ship, living within our means, getting out of deals that we don't think we should have been in. Now we are into a growth phase where we've taken on this management contract. We've got this acquisition of these three additional casinos in the state of Washington. I think we've got to get our arms around those two new operations that we're responsible for now. especially up in Washington, where we're 100% owners and haven't taken control yet. But we are also going to look for further growth opportunities that are out there, both on the management consulting side of the business as well as the ownership side. We think in both places there are going to be opportunities. I've mentioned why I think it's a buyer's market already, but on the consulting and management side, there are a lot of operations that are finding themselves over-leveraged with debt that they can't handle, debt becoming due, and lenders are going to start taking control more and more of gaming properties. And we have started a product line, which we call our creditor consulting business, Sun Cruise being an example, where we are going to make ourselves available to creditors who have no interest in managing properties, but they do, in many cases, are looking to make a change and take control of properties that aren't performing. So we see the opportunities there for us over the next 12 to 24 months, as well as on the acquisition side.
And before we conclude, Bob, what are some of the reasons that that the company Nevada Gold and Casinos represents a good long-term investment to potential investors?
Well, I think because of some of the qualities I have mentioned, that we are a very cost-conscious kind of company that mines the dollars on the operating side, as well as a company that understands that gaming is really part of a broader hospitality industry. And I think both those perspectives bode well for us as operators. So we think when we can leverage that operating philosophy and operating expertise, and when we make acquisitions or take responsible for operations, we think that we'll really be able to squeeze the maximum dollars out of those operations.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Bob.
All right, my pleasure.